I like to search out things, don't you?
Amen.
I like to dig up nuggets and polish them over, see what's in them. Put them before the Geiger. He was put before the Geiger, too, on Calvary. He's 100%. Sure he was. The greatest gold it had ever found. The most expensive diamond was ever. The Bible said it. The kingdom of heaven is like a man that buys diamonds. And when he found this great one, he sold all his other ones just to give to it, to buy it. He's the greatest carat of diamond that was ever brought out of the dust of the earth. The greatest gold that was ever brought from the dirt. He's a jewel, the jewel of heaven. A big diamond. When a big diamond's found in South Africa, I've been through the big diamond mines at Kimberley. And they take those diamonds, and then when they get them out of the dust raw, then they chip them. And the reason they chip them, cut them, is to reflect lights. Put lights off of that, the carat of that, showing what carat there is in that diamond. If it doesn't have a lot of fire and sparkle, it's not much diamond. But when it's got, it's glass. But when it's a real diamond, real carat of diamond, it'll reflect and show different colors. That's what he was. He was a diamond. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we were healed. Hold them rays of God's love and light. Reflects from him healing power. Love. Resurrection. God wounded him and bruised him and chopped him and cut him by a Roman sword and a Roman whip. Until his sides was riven and the blood run out of his back and his over his head and down through his beard and off of his feet. Well, what was he doing? He was reflecting love.
Amen.
Embrace the cross. Instead of a soft feathered pillow, a manger of straw. Instead of a little pink gown to wear, a swaddling cloth. Oh, brother, can you see what the depths of love is?